sealed,
where all the mysteries of this life were said to be revealed.
The seeker about to walk the path of the wise old sages,
to climb the mighty tower
with the wisdom of the ages.
He shed the garments he had worn only yesterday.
He left his home, his friends, his world, and went upon his way.
And one by one the comforts he renounced them all. The tower beckoned to his heart, and he had heard the call. Well, the seeker found that he was tempted in the halls
of common knowledge, in the pictures painted on its walls.
The lures of flesh tore at his limbs, but undeterred he turned
up snow-filled mountains through the flaming desert till he burned.
Well, he gave his life, his very soul, his spirit was on fire to seek the dream, to find the truth, his heart's only desire.
Oh, the seeker prayed to God
to grant to him the power
that he might see, that he might find the blessed and mighty tower.
Ah, but he grew old, his eyes were blind. At last he gave a sigh. His search had failed. He felt a tear of grief fall from his eye.
And as he gently slipped away, he found for the first time the tower, the mighty tower. It was right there. Oh, in his own mind. Oh, the tower, the mighty tower, clearly called his name.
And the seeker would not spend his life in vain.
Oh, no, he would not. He would not spend his life
in vain.